Art Fair Confidential, the Be in the Know podcast for the art curious. Join the creators of Art Expo New York and Spectrum Miami Art Fairs as they delve into the passions of art collectors, the creative spirit of artists, the how-tos of a successful art business, and the importance of art in today's world with interviews, discussions, and collaborations. Sponsored by Art Business News.
So let's go back to 2017, when you were the launch pad. You were a freshman in college. I just remember seeing the photograph that you sent to qualify for Launchpad. You were in your dorm room and had this whole thing set up on your desk where you were painting in your free time between classes and studying.
Yeah, that was a funny time. I would balance my canvas on the windowsill because I did not even have an easel then. And I was studying accounting. I had never taken an art class whatsoever. And I sent you my picture and you invited me to come here. And it changed my life. And it gave me an opportunity to have a career and, you know, to grow something that's bigger than myself. And it's been incredible ever since then.
So now college is over.
Yeah, college is over, and, you know, the art has been really successful. From there, like I said, I went to Philadelphia, and I did many shows there, and, you know, I established a wide network of collectors where people would come back year after year to see me, you know, reach out online, and, you know, all across the country I have people, you know, reaching out, you know, to buy my work and to buy again, buy, you know, a third time, and it's just been incredible.
You know, the other thing that I see is I see the development of your work from what it was 5 years ago and what it is today.
Right. Well, since my freshman year in college, I had the opportunity to go to Nepal. I took a semester off and I did a 20,000-foot peak on my own. And from there, you know, like the experience of climbing a mountain that big, going for the summit, seeing the colors of the stars, seeing the movement of the sky, seeing the movement of the horizon, seeing the sunrise as it, you know, rises through Mount Everest. It was incredible. And it just gave me a whole new perspective on art, on, you know, our place in the world. And from then, I started playing with the concept of being small in beautiful places. And so I really seek to convey that, you know, wonder and, you know, I guess really that feeling of, you know, being small, you know, to my viewers. And I bring that through texture and through color. And, you know, I also had the opportunity to go to national parks through COVID. I went to Sequoia National Park. I did the High Sierra Trail. I went 75 miles across the park. And all of a sudden, it was me, you know, alone in this magical place looking at these redwoods. And it dawned on me that, you know, we're missing a whole experience of the tree. Our experience of the tree is lying down and looking at the foliage. And so I came back and I started my tree collection. And I really, you know, sought to convey the tree the way I experienced it. So all of my paintings are, you know, kind of experiences of hiking, of mountaineering, and, you know, bringing people to places that, you know, they wouldn't, you know, normally get to on their own.
Well, and I remember that has always been part of your inspiration. I remember that you talked about, you know, when we first met, about going on hikes and being inspired by nature.
Yeah, it was always a big part of who I was. I mean, my father, you know, climbed all over the world, and so he took me out. I remember when I was 8, the bears ate our food on one of our hiking trips. You know, that was a big deal, the bears eating our food. And, you know, after my freshman year, I got to a point where it dawned on me, okay, I'm old enough to do these things on my own. And I started going. I went to Nepal. I made my way through India. I, you know, started doing these long trails, you know, across the country. Started doing 14ers, you know, across the country. And, you know, it was just incredible just being old enough to have these experiences that I've always wanted to have. And I came back to the studio and it's really, you know, enhanced my art. It's really changed my perspective on how I see the world. Now I really see the world through optimism, through color, through movement. And I bring that into all my paintings.
Well, that's fabulous. So the next time that you're out to the Redwoods, be sure to give me a call.
Okay.
Okay, we'll get together and have another conversation.
Okay.
Great to see you.
Listen to more of the Art Fair Confidential podcast at redwoodartgroup.com/podcasts. And we'd love to hear your feedback as well as suggestions for new topics. Just drop us a note at info@redwoodartgroup.com or click on the comments box at the bottom of the podcast website page. Remember to stay in the know. Join us next time for more Art Fair Confidential.